Aisha Patel, a third-year international student from India at Humber Polytechnic, nervously taps her pen on a well-worn textbook. "I came to Canada with big dreams," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. "Now, I'm not sure if I'll be able to stay after graduation." Patel's worry reflects the growing concern among international students in Canada as the government introduces changes to immigration policies, affecting the post-graduation work permit, PGWP, program. These reforms aim to align the program with labor market needs and will impact students hoping to stay in Canada after graduation. Federal Immigration Minister Mark Miller announced changes to manage temporary resident arrivals and protect the immigration system. International students at Humber Polytechnic will soon face stricter requirements when applying for a post-graduation work permit, PGWP. Starting November 1, 2024, graduates must meet specific language proficiency benchmarks to qualify. For college graduates, a Canadian language benchmark, CLB, level 5 in English or French will be required, while university graduates will need a CLB level 7. These changes could significantly impact students hoping to stay in Canada after completing their studies. Students who apply for a PGWP on or before October 31, 2024, will not need to provide proof of language proficiency. However, after the deadline, all applicants must meet the new standards. This also includes reducing study permits for 2025 by 10%, setting a new target of 437,000. Dwani Patel, a second-year physio student, expressed concern. "I'm worried about whether this will affect me when I graduate," Patel said. "I planned my whole future around getting a three-year work permit. Now, I don't know what will happen." The uncertainty about the length of PGWPs under the new rules has many students on edge. International graduates can now receive a PGWP for up to 3 years, depending on their program length. Under the revised system, only graduates from fields linked to occupations with long-term shortages will be eligible for the full 3 years. Marquetta Evans, president and CEO of Colleges Ontario, strongly opposed the new rules in a published statement on a website, saying they harm Ontario's efforts to meet its labor market needs. "College graduates are key to addressing shortages in healthcare, childcare, and skilled trades," Evans wrote to Miller. "This policy will worsen labor shortages and hurt economic growth." Evans said more than 1,800 international students are enrolled in personal support worker, PSW, programs, and nearly 1,000 are training to become practical nurses, both essential roles in Ontario's healthcare system. Excluding these students from work permits could put more strain on these critical sectors. Adi Kaitan, the organizer at the Migrant Action Center, said the changes are tough for the students. They said they have serious concerns about how these changes will disproportionately affect vulnerable students. "These policies are creating more uncertainty for international students, especially those in non-degree programs," Kaitan said. "For many, getting a three-year work permit is the key to staying in Canada and gaining enough points for permanent residency, PR. Now, they might be forced into short-term permits, which will make it harder to get the work experience they need." They said PGWP is critical because it provides a window for graduates to secure skilled jobs, earn points toward PR, and establish themselves in Canada. Shortening this window could result in fewer opportunities for international students. Think about students graduating next year. If they only get a one-year permit, they're under immense pressure to find a job immediately, Kaitan said. It puts them at risk of taking any work they can find, rather than something aligned with their field of study. That can lead to exploitation and make the road to PR even tougher. The changes to the PGWP are part of broader reforms to Canada's immigration system. Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada, IRCC, announced plans earlier this year to reduce the percentage of temporary residents from 6.5% of the population to 5% by 2026. Updates to the PGWP program are one method of achieving this goal, alongside stricter eligibility for work permits and study permits. Kaitan said many international students don't have access to the same networks and resources as domestic students, which makes finding a job in their field even more challenging. These students are already dealing with language barriers, financial stress, and cultural adjustments, they said. Now they're being asked to meet even tighter timelines. It feels like the system is setting them up for failure. Meanwhile, Humber offers resources to help international students improve their language skills and prepare for the changes. Services like the math and writing centers, conversation circles, and general writing support assist students in meeting language proficiency requirements. The new rules have left many students, like Alvarez, in a state of uncertainty. With graduation looming, they are anxious to see how these changes will affect their future in Canada. It's stressful, Patel said. I chose a longer diploma program to have more time to find a job and earn PR points. If I only get a one-year permit, all my plans could fall apart.